I find nowadays people are very, very resistant to the idea that human beings are basically evil. You know, the question as to whether we're basically good or basically evil comes up time and time again, and people say, well, I know nobody's perfect, but we're not essentially evil. We're not that bad. Nobody is perfect. To err is human. And you know, that really depends on where we're standing. You know, after being rescued from captivity in Iraq and experiencing firsthand the corrupt methods of Saddam Hussein, one American hostage remarked, "Despite all that I endured, I never lost my confidence in the basic goodness of people." Perhaps his view rested on the kind of sliding scale of relative goodness or wickedness. Anybody would look pretty good beside Saddam Hussein or Hitler. In fact, probably would look very much like a saint compared to them. But the Bible does teach the total depravity of the human race, that we are radically corrupt. None of us ever had to teach our children to do bad things. You say, well, they were conditioned by the world in which they lived. Well, I would beg to differ. A lot of our children were brought up in good homes with parents who were fairly wise, who tried to do their best, who didn't really harm people. But inbuilt in every human personality is the desire to be self-willed. That isn't always wrong, but sometimes it is. We would very quickly tell lies to cover our tracks. We would be selfish sometimes rather than being kind. We would do things that we know are wrong, even though our conscience tells us it's wrong, because, well, as the Bible puts it very plainly, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's a core root problem we're talking about. We're not saying that everybody out there in the street is practicing gross wicked indecency or acts of violence. We're saying that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We fall short of the standard of God's perfection. The Bible puts it like this, and you might find this offensive and be very disagreeable to the idea. The Bible says in Romans 3, verses 10 to 12, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one." The Bible's analysis of the human condition is that across the board, we are not good as in above the standard of just doing what is right. We don't excel. We have to teach ourselves to do things that are good and right and pleasing. And the Bible defines us as that. And then it goes on to say we're dead in trespasses and sins. It says in Romans 7:14 we're sold under sin. It says in Romans 7 again that we're in captivity to the law of sin. And in Ephesians it says that we are by nature the children of wrath. These are all quotations from the Bible. And it's only by the life-giving power of God through Jesus Christ that that can be changed. God wants to forgive us. That's why Jesus came. The Bible says he came into the world to save sinners. Being the only one who was ever perfect, God became man, born of the Virgin. He lived a pure, sinless, holy life. And he alone qualified to take the punishment for our wrong, to satisfy the demands of God's throne, to bring about salvation through paying the price so that we could be redeemed. And my question to you today is not so much, are we depraved, are we sinful, but would you accept the forgiveness of God? If you would, you have to repent of your sin, turn from it, trust in Jesus Christ, accept him as your Lord and Saviour.